Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we get into Summer League, free agency, and gearing up for next season, we breathe for 1 second and appreciate the seven straight playoff appearances and the best record in NBA history over the last 6 years and five straight trips to the finals, first time that's been done in 53 years, and then three NBA championships, which is the standard that Bob Myers and the basketball department have set. So we have a bunch of questions for the newest Warriors. I want to introduce them to my left from Serbia, the youngest player in G League history, part of the Santa Cruz Warriors. Alan Smilagic is here alongside. From the University of Michigan, Jordan Poole is here. From Villanova, Eric Paschal is here. And the president of basketball operations, the executive of the year previously in the NBA, and our general manager, Bob Myers, with some opening comments, Bobby.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thanks for coming, everyone. Feels like done a lot of media in the last few days, but congratulations to you three guys. This is the beginning of hopefully a long career. We'll give you every chance to meet all your goals and expectations, but most of it is going to be because of the work you put in. Obviously we've been fortunate and done well as a team, but it's mostly because we've been lucky enough to draft players that want to work hard and are good people. So the families, we need your help. The ones that are here, don't go away. Just don't call me if things aren't going well. We don't do that as much in the NBA. But it's a community that we try to build. It's a culture, and we need everyone, your help, to make sure they succeed. Stay on them. Just because they made it to the NBA and have more money doesn't mean you stop parenting and stop caring about them. And you guys, I'm excited for you all, but you really haven't done anything yet. But that's exciting, right? All the work is in front of you. If we were still going to be in this facility, you'd see Steph Curry over there after every practice. You'd see Klay Thompson. You'd see all these guys right here is where Draymond Green works on his game, where we're standing. There's a basket behind us right here. Those are the things you need to learn if you don't already. But we're excited as an organization and thrilled to see. I mean, Summer League starts in about 3 hours. So, it feels like. I think we start on July 1st. Is that right? So enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's a basketball game. You guys are one of the three of the lucky few that get to play at the highest level. So take advantage of it.
So, Eric, let's start with you. The draft night is always a big night, and you hear your name called, and it's with the Golden State Warriors. And now you're here, and we're going to have your jersey here in a minute. And that kind of realization of making the NBA and coming to a team that has set kind of the highest standard. Give us the thought coming from Villanova and getting ready to be a part of Dub Nation real quick.
It means a lot. I mean, I actually told my parents during this whole draft process I wanted to come to the Warriors. So, I mean, everything ended up working out, and I just appreciate it. I mean, it's all a blessing just to be here. I mean, just to be able to hear your name called during the draft is a very big blessing.
Warriors drafted a couple guys with good NCAA experience. Villanova had some excellent runs there, and you hit a huge shot for Michigan and one of your championship runs, a 30-win team, making it to the Final Four. Jordan, give us an idea. I keep seeing these game-winning shots, and they call it a pool party. You don't shy away from the big shots at the big time.
I think just being able to step up in the big moment is something that I've always been able to do, especially at the younger age. But being able to do it as a freshman kind of put me on the map, and being able to have a last name that can resonate with the entire pool party thing, I think it's pretty cool.
So, Alan, your journey is the most interesting. You're the youngest player in G League history. You'll turn 19 in August. It's a new country. It was a new language. And you played professional basketball. You were here in Santa Cruz. I was remarking about English, just language, city, culture, basketball at your age. And you said your teammates taught you a little bit. What's your thoughts here getting ready to join the big club?
I don't know. I really wanted to join this club because in the Santa Cruz, players have been really nice to me because I was the youngest one and they didn't react like I'm some child. They react to me like I'm a real player, like a professional, and I really liked it.
Bob, when you think of your youngest player has the most professional experience, give us the thought maybe on the three of them when you looked at the draft where each of them jumped out at you as people you wanted to acquire.
I don't know.
See, now, you want to talk here. He's going to break down the game.
I don't know the
second.
Answer to these questions. I don't know. I think they, you know, like I said previously, Bob, it's you have to love your job. You have to love your craft. I think they all love basketball. And it sounds kind of simple, but that's what's going to determine how hard they work. That's what's going to determine how competitive they are. I wish I could say everybody that plays in the NBA loves playing basketball. That's not true. So you want to get guys that have a thirst for it, that would play for $5. You know, I think all these guys love it. Obviously, Alan came over here, and I couldn't imagine learning a new language and a new culture and traveling over to where he's from at that age. Obviously, you know, for George, I was always scared. I couldn't make big shots. I can't even make them in a pickup game. So to have that kind of confidence, and then Eric, obviously, being a champion. I mean, that stuff matters. So it's all the factors, all the things that got them to where they are is what makes them attractive, and hopefully what they will be.
You are listening live to the introductory press conference for Jordan Poole, Eric Pascal, and Alan Smalagic right here on 95.7 A Game.
Right after this, so this is the one time to grab Bob Myers, but I don't know, you mentioned the Warriors a little bit, Eric, and watching the draft. That the Draymond Green, you know, people, they see guys about 6'7", 6'8", that have played a lot of really high-level college basketball that seem to be very tough. Keep an eye on Draymond at all? Is that someone that you were paying attention to?
Yeah. I mean, of course, I watch him. But I have a lot to learn to even come close to becoming a dude like him. I mean, he's tenacious on the floor. He does a lot of little things, and I just have to try to learn all those little things. So coming here, I feel like it was great for me just to be able to be under his wing and be able to learn everything he does on the court.
Now, Jordan, I don't know if you know, last year Draymond was in the draft room, so he was helping Bob and the staff as far as draft selections, and he was on a plane this time, but the Michigan State thing can be deep, but you got the cosign and the thumbs up. He texted Bob from the air that Jordan Poole was quite the selection. You're going to put the Michigan State thing aside as a Warrior now?
I think I'd have to, just being able to see how Draymond, he even said that I get the approval. It means a lot. You know how much he loves Michigan State and how serious he takes the rivalry. So being able to say that I'm somebody that he liked and gave a thumbs up and a cosign, it definitely means a lot.
Alan, did you watch much of the Golden State Warriors while you were playing for the Santa Cruz Warriors? Did you check out any of the games at all last year?
I didn't watch all the games because I had a few games when it was at the same time, but every time I was free, I came to the Oakland and watched the game.
And what was your impression or reaction, or you were excited to join this team?
I really don't know. I was so happy that when I saw other players playing, I was like, damn, I would like to be there, to be with big players.
At 6'10", you're bigger than most of them already. You're okay with that?
Yeah, but still, I have to work on it.
Brett, you got somebody over there? Where am I looking? Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. This question is for everyone here with Jordan, Allen, and Eric. What's your approach going to be able to make an impact on this team right away?
I feel like everywhere you go is a new journey. So I just feel like you have to start from scratch and have to solidify yourself. I mean, you just have to put yourself in a great position by doing all the little things and bringing energy, because you're not going to be the star player always coming in to the league.
Kind of going off what Eric said, it's a new situation, it's a new journey. We're all excited to be here, but being around so many great players, you're able to learn, become a fast learner, and find ways to impact, whether it's in practice, on the court, off the court. Being able just to learn from all the guys and kind of be a sponge and soak everything in, I feel like that's something I'm extremely excited for. And just being around an amazing organization, you kind of can't help but put yourself in that situation.
So Alan, Mark was asking what kind of impact or what would you like to do right away? What you're looking forward to for your rookie season?
I don't know. I really like not just to wear a jersey of NBA. I would like to stay in NBA, like not just to be on a bench or something like that. I really want to play.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
Hi, you guys. Jeannie McCauley from Associated Press. Along those lines, Bob has said that you guys may have a chance to make an immediate impact. And I know a couple of you are, efficient three-point shooters. Could you kind of each tell us, describe your playmaking style and just what you think you could contribute right away?
Go ahead, Aaron.
I think I could just bring energy. I mean, one thing I've learned at Villanova is learning different roles. I mean, I wasn't always the star there. And, I mean, you just got to find a way to make an impact in whatever way you can, even if that's on or off the court.
I feel with my size, being able to play the one or two, the combo guard. But kind of going off what Eric said, just being able just to make an impact in any way, excuse me, whether it's giving energy. But I think it all starts with this process up until then, just being able to come in the gym, learn, and kind of solidify yourself to be in that situation. Everything will fall into its place. But just being able to space the floor, shoot the ball. We're around so many great players. So even the smallest things can help the team, and I think.
Alan, so wanted to know.
Introductory press conference for Jordan Poole, Eric Boskal, and Alan Smiley-Geach here on 95.7 The Game.
I think that I can shoot, and for the big guy, I can really dribble the ball. I can attack the bigger players.
Monty, go ahead.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Jordan, who did you watch as you were growing up in the NBA in terms of teams or players that you patterned yourself after, maybe followed some of what they did, or teams you just followed as a fan?
I watched Steph a lot growing up, just how he is, be able to create space and get a shot off. But I also watched CJ McCollum and Devin Booker, bigger guards, but guards who are crafty, being able to play on the ball, off the ball. So I think if I was to model my game after those three, those are three that I definitely paid attention to a lot. So just being able to be on the same court as Steph now and kind of really learn and keep a close eye on the type of stuff that he does to really separate himself is an amazing blessing.
Alan, is there an NBA guy that you looked up to? I mean, how many games were you getting in Serbia? And I know you played even professional ball in the under-19, under-16 teams. Any NBA guys you looked up to?
Yeah, I looked at KD. He was like a big guy who can shoot, who can dribble. He's not like... I just look up to him, and now when I'm playing in the same court with him, I can really watch and learn something.
Go ahead.
C.J. Peterson, San Francisco Examiner. Eric, this is for you. So as a player who's, won in the highest level in the college sphere, joining a roster or joining a franchise that has aspirations of, playing at the highest level and winning championships, what do you think you can use from that experience of winning at the college level to now?
I know that to win a championship, you have to have great culture. And that's one thing that the Warriors have. So, I mean, just being able to adjust to that, being able to be a great locker room guy, I mean, being that in college could definitely help me because I just know that their culture here is great and everybody works together. And then the locker room means a lot, too. I mean, every team has its ups and downs, but as long as you guys are together on the court and, you get past it, it all works out in the end.
Bob, let me ask you, I think of Kevon Looney. When you join a team that's good and you're picking later in the draft because of your success and you see Kevon come through some injury situations and then just get better and better and better, that from a patient standpoint, it's tough to be patient in the NBA, and yet that's usually the workers are the ones that eventually kind of rise to the top and start to contribute to a team.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it's hard, hard work. It's not complicated. I mean, for anybody that has had a job, most of us in here have a job, it's hard. So is the NBA. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy to crack a rotation. It's not easy. It's not easy to make 20 million. People may think it's all easy. It's not. None of it is easy. So Kevon took it upon himself, transformed his body one summer, had two hip surgeries, overcame that, overcame being written off 10 different times. We didn't pick up his option ourselves. And happily proved everybody wrong that said he didn't have a role in the NBA. But that comes from within. That comes from his parents. That comes from growing up in the environment he did, and us providing a place where we could further that. So, again, you guys are going to have success because of what you do. It's probably what you've heard before, that in life you kind of get out of it what you put in. If you sit in front of the class and raise your hand, or if you're sitting back and slouch down, you're not going to learn much. Same thing as our organization. This is just a chance. Right now you just have a chance. We'll give you every chance to succeed, but it's up to you guys to see what you do with that.
You saw that Eric and Jordan, you said, sitting in class, they both smile. They're done with that. That they're very happy to play basketball. The school stuff's done. Move on. Go ahead, Nick.
Guys, Nick Friedel, ESPN. Jordan, what's it going to be like for you going against Coach Beilein in the NBA now with him in Cleveland?
Yeah, say it again, Nick, so they can hear.
What's it going to be like for you going against Coach Beilein in Cleveland now in the NBA?
Going against him?
Yeah, I mean, Beilein's coaching now in the NBA, and he was your coach.
I think it'll be an amazing opportunity. The last 2 years I had there, I was able to learn so much from him. But being able to see that I was able to move on to the next level as well as him, I feel like it'll be a special moment. He was so successful in college, and I had an amazing 2 years at Michigan, and we both went on a new journey. So being able to kind of get the visual representation of we're both at the next level is something that it'll definitely be special.
You are listening live to the introductory press conference for Jordan Poole, Eric Paschal, and Alan Smiley-Geach right here on 95.7 The Game.
So you can check that out, too. But, I mean, this is a whole new cross-country and hang out here.
Yeah, this is brand new to me. I mean, I've been in the East Coast my whole life. So being out here is kind of different. I mean, I've heard it's a lot slower than New York, but I appreciate it. I mean, I was training in California, and it was a lot slower, but it's a lot. Everybody's a lot nicer, too.
Go ahead, Mark.
This question is for Jordan. Speaking of Coach Beilein, he described you as an overdose of swag. I was wondering what your take is on that.
I think just coming in as a freshman, I just had a lot of confidence. And obviously, I play with Mo Wagner, and he's a very interesting personality. So just being able to express yourself, be unique, and be who you are, and coming into the freshman scene and being able to be on such an amazing team and being able to want the big moment and want to shine, I think that was something that kind of stood out to him. So by him being able to give you that compliment, it kind of took off in the media. So I'll definitely take it and absorb it for sure.
Go ahead.
Logan Murdock, NBC Sports Bay Area. This is for each and every one of you guys. Bob said that, you know, Summer League, talked about Summer League, it's less than a week away. What is something each of you guys want to accomplish going into Summer League?
What do you want to accomplish in Summer League? I mean, you're going to play in Sacramento, or you're going to play in Vegas for these first games as a pro in Summer League. What do you want to accomplish? Anything you're shooting for or you'd like to do?
I don't look forward. I just wanted to play just to enjoy the game.
Just being able to play again. You know, we've been working out this entire process, and I'm working out with so many teams, being able to have a stable team and playing with guys that you'll be able to play with for the next couple of years. Being able to get into chemistry on the court and off the court is a big bonding experience, but just being able to go out there at the highest stage, but also being able just to play again. Playing the game is fun, so just finding a way to really just get back and get into the flow of things.
Definitely be able to play out there, but also kind of want to win the championship just because that's how I am. Since we're going out there and it's everybody's competitive, I would like to win the Summer League championship.
Bob, for the Summer League, has it translated all into training camp and stuff, or is it just to get the guys' feet wet for the big jump? You mentioned on draft night for Allen, the G League is not college. It's a big step forward. Summer League, is that the first splash for the younger guys just to get used to the differences?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've played in pro. I don't know what you guys are allowed to do anymore, but I guess Allen played in the NBA rules for the most part. The rules are different. The players are bigger, faster, stronger. But yeah, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn about for us too, as a front office, our coaching staff, how they compete, how they interact with their teammates. I mean, we didn't get to be around these. I mean, Allen's a little different, but as far as Eric and Jordan, we're getting to know them and who they are. And for them, yeah. I mean, every day in your rookie year, I think you're learning. You should be learning because none of them have anything figured out. I don't care if you're the number one pick or the number whatever pick. You don't understand what the NBA is. I look at it like your freshman year of college. You think you pretend like you know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. These guys won't know. So it's a whole year of learning. And the summer league is where it starts.
Go ahead, Monty.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Eric, for you, what is the, in your own mind at least, what is the part of your game that you think is strongest, the best part of your game, and what is the part of the game you think you need to work on the most?
I feel like my strong suit is just attacking the basket. I mean, just being aggressive and then also defensively being able to guard multiple positions. That I feel like that can help me out a lot. And then just offensively, just trying to get better at consistently shooting the three ball. I mean, that's one thing that I know is very important in the Warriors' offense, just being able to space the floor. So those things.
Go ahead, Nick.
Bob, since this is our only chance to talk to you for a little while, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about what's coming up this weekend. Do you have any formal plans to sit down with Kevin or Clay regarding their future here?
Yes.
Are you optimistic about those conversations?
We'll see.
Was that Monty or Jeannie? Go ahead, Jeannie.
I guess, Bob, has Clay had surgery and or has that been scheduled?
I think it's been scheduled, maybe potentially this week, but I don't know the exact time or day, but that's what I'm hearing.
Do you guys have any reason to pick the numbers that we're going to show in a second? Was there anything special about your Warrior number, Eric, or anything in terms of when you requested which number you were going to get with the Dubs?
Just all the numbers I wanted were taken, so I had to I had to choose one. So that was
Jordan for you.
Yeah, I've had two for a while now, but obviously that's taken as well, so I just went up a number.
Alan, your number?
I wanted the number 9, but I chose the number 6 when I turned it upside down.
That might be the best place to end right there. So we're going to have the photo ops with the guys and Bob, then the guys separately. We'll separate the players so you can get them in groups. Bob has a meeting, but we appreciate everybody coming out. We will see October 5th, Warriors-Lakers at Chase Center. We're going to see these guys in Sacramento and Las Vegas for the Summer League. Again, thanks for coming out, and these are the three newest Warriors, part of the Warrior family. Give it up for them as we finish up.
All right, that was the introductory press conference for Jordan Poole, Eric Paschal, and Alan Smiley Geach, I already butchered it. Been doing well all day, Guru, and butchered it.
I'm
here.
Proud
so
of you.
Smiley Geach here is going to wear Smiley number Geach. 6. Smiley Geach. He's going to wear number 6. He's going to turn that 9 upside down.
Heard
show
that.
Some personality. Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill, Matt Steinmetz will be back tomorrow. He has some prior engagements here, so he won't be with us the rest of the way. Guru and I will take you up until 2 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. And we'll talk to the Rooks in a second here. Let's start. What's your initial impression on this draft class, Guru?
I was looking like they're bigger than I thought, and they all seem like they got a plan and know who they are as basketball players. So now it's about, you know, moving around the yard. You know, I'm using that vernacular. And learning from the greats that they got at their disposal,
right.
The Steph Currys, the Draymonds, the Iggys. And I loved Smiley talking about KD as his biggest influence, and
right.
He can shoot the ball.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he is. You got to have personality. And Paschal too. He, you know, he showed some. You only use one number,
right.
So I kind of like that. I'm excited. So like you, Steinie, and I talked about, they are going to get the opportunity. What they do with it is on them in regard to their growth and what they contribute next year. But damn it, Bonte, there's not another NBA team to where I feel like the draft class has action, as you deem minutes, coming into the new season for the circumstances that we've been talking about. So now the ball's in their court.
We'll talk to Alan Smiley Geach and Eric Paschal at some point before we get off the air here, as they're taking photos with their new jerseys. You see Jordan Poole with the number 3, Paschal with the number 7, and then, of course, Smiley Gates with the number 6. And I want to talk about Eric Paschal for a second, because he did win a championship at Villanova, hit some big shots, had a huge Final Four. He missed one shot against Kansas in the Final Four in the semifinals, the national semifinals, 10-4-11, lit it up, grabbed rebounds, had a double-double. Then in the championship game against Michigan, and I want to ask Paschal, did you guard Jordan Poole in that game? Because Jordan Poole did play 10 or 11 minutes in that game. Paschal was a factor, and it just seems like he reeks of championship pedigree. He knows playing for Jay Wright at Villanova, he's prepared for this moment, and he said he wanted to come to the Warriors.
I was just about
to go
there.
He wanted to come here. He was hoping that the Warriors drafted him, which is crazy, right?
Yeah, and he played for Coach Wright, so to me it was more than just the winning, Bonte. The Warriors, when you watch them, they ooze with culture. Like, the culture's good. It's a good spot, led by Steph Curry. So for him to come out in that beautiful suit that he's wearing and say, this is a destination he wanted to come to, not just because of the culture, but he felt like he could contribute to that culture to keep its winning ways. I love it.
How about you brought up the suits here, the suit game, the fashion.
Good Lord.
And I want to read this quote from John Beilein, former Michigan coach, who's now coaching the Cavaliers. He said this about Jordan Poole. The guy is an overdose of swag. He's got everything you could ask for. He dreams of those game-winning shots. He lives for those moments. That's what he loves. But the first line there, the guy is an overdose of swag. Tell me about the swag he showed today on the podium. You see the shoe game? I don't know about the pants. You know, Logan Murdoch is over there.
No he's socks. Walking around. Yeah, he was
well,
no
he's
socks.
Walking around like it's a flood going on.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I get it.
That's
it's not
the new
raining
thing.
Right now.
Yeah, the Pee Wee Herman.
The skinny jeans and the shoes. What is Logan wearing?
Where the dress socks
but, yeah, where the socks at? Throw some lotion on those ankles. But Jordan Poole. What do you think of the outfit he's got on right now for a rook? First round pick, he's pretty dapper.
He doesn't care what the masses say, and he looks sharp as a tack. But that overdose of swag to me, I'm sorry, I'm going here. Beilein, Kobe and the Westbrooks, they have that overdose of swag. Like, hey, I know I'm playing with Steph in the rest of the game,
right,
but I can make the shot. And that's what you want. And that's a trait, Bonte, that I feel a lot of guys on this level don't have. And the moment becomes bigger, you know, than what they can actually do. So I like where he's headed. I know this is the first day, but when I watched his clips, he puts the ball on the floor and thinks he can get to the rack. And for that, to me, is half the battle.
Yeah, Smiley Geach here played in the G League last year for the Santa Cruz Warriors. I know Kevin Dana was on the morning show last week.
I heard
they
him.
They baited him into saying that he's the Serbian Dirk Nowitzki.
I heard that, right.
But his swag is on a Dirk level. I like what I heard from Smiley Geach today. He's aggressive. He wants to play. He just doesn't want to ride on the bench. So he's happy to be here, but he also wants to go out there and destroy. And I like his game. From what I saw in the highlights, he finishes hard. He can hit the three. I'm intrigued to see what Smiley Geach does in the summer league coming up.
Yeah, and we talked about Cousins being their big body, but we don't know if the marriage is going to be, you know, if it is a marriage.
Right,
and if not, he becomes one of the biggest dudes on your team. And the fact that, you know, he was bright-eyed talking about what he can do and what he can bring to the table, Bonte, all three of them to me felt like they had that confidence. And maybe, okay, they know they're coming here and this is where you display it. But do you feel better about them three as ball players just after hearing them? I do.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. But Paschal is the guy, when they drafted him to number 41, personally, I had a Draymond-like reaction. When the Warriors drafted Draymond Green, number 35 overall, and I got through hearing Draymond on an interview on the radio. And I said, man, who is this guy? He sounds like he's been in the league for 5 years. And when the Warriors drafted him, I know they drafted Harrison Barnes in the first round that year. I wasn't high on that. Festus Ezeli. But when they drafted Draymond Green, I go, that could be the steal of the draft.
Oh, you felt it.
I felt it. I have a similar feeling with Paschal, because in today's NBA game, the pick and pop, the guy can hit the three. And you heard him up there on the podium. He says, I'm just bringing energy, and I'm playing different roles. Whatever role they ask me, I'm going to play. And that's what he did at Villanova under Jay Wright. They had Josh Hart. They had a stacked squad, Jalen Brunson. They were loaded. Paschal played his role, and he did it well. And I think he's going to fit in nicely with this Warriors team.
Yeah, and if you look at his body, he looks like he's ready to go right now. Like, he's built like a brick wall, Bonte. I don't know if you get that from him.
Right.
But I saw him play. I saw him go after the loose balls. I saw him shoot the three. Like, he always had a plan. And now, again, you get the toolage, and you get to work with Draymond, and you got some of, you know, the similar body types
right.
And the Steph Currys. dude, they're all going to grow and gain that IQ that comes from a championship pedigree and add it to their repertoire. I'm excited.
And not to diminish Jordan Poole in a championship or whatnot, but Michigan has been in the national championship a couple times over the last.
Played
some huge games. A buzzer beater against Houston. Played in the national championship in Michigan in the Big Ten, just like Villanova in the Big East. It's something about players coming from programs playing under the bright lights. The bright lights here at the NBA level will shock a lot of rookies. They'll be wide-eyed and, man, what is this?
May take them 3 years to get ready.
What is going on here? These guys right here have played in big moments and big games, and I think they'll make the adjustment very, very well. Not to say they're going to struggle or have those games or hit their rookie wall, but it looks like they're not going to be afraid of the moment here in the NBA level. Let's take some phone calls, Guru.
Let's do it.
Lines here lit up, 888-957-9570. People still want to talk about Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins. We heard Nick Friedel of ESPN as Bob Myers. Have you started conversations with Clay Thompson and Kevin Durant?
Right.
Bob Myers is very quick, short to the point.
Because I thought it was about the rookies, but he put it out there.
And he had to ask the question. So we got to take the calls because people want to talk about it. Marco in New Mexico. We're going down to New Mexico, Goo. He wants to talk about Kevin Durant here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Marco?
Hey, what's up, Vontae? What up, T-Lack?
All right.
Hey, so I got a question for y'all. Okay, so prior to the injury to Kevin Durant, did you guys think that he was capable of passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for points? Now with the injury taking place, do you think he still has that chance?
Oh, it's going to be really, really tough. And thank you for the call, Mark, all the way down in New Mexico. I thought Kevin Durant did have a chance
to
surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You look at the all-time scoring leaders, LeBron James is up there, Michael Jordan, of course, and Kareem. But he's going to lose a year of his prime with this Achilles tendon injury. And we talk about the players that have come back from the Achilles tendon injury. You just don't know, Guru. You just don't know because you have Rudy Gay as an example. You have Elton Brand as an example. You brought up Dominique Wilkins when he did go off after the Achilles tendon tear. That's one success story out of a slew of stories here where we've got examples of this torn Achilles tendon injury. And it hasn't bode well for a lot of these guys. It hasn't gone well. Even on the football field, you look at Richard Sherman. He didn't look right last year. Will he look right this season coming off that injury? We just don't know with Kevin Durant, and I don't think he's going to surpass Kareem anymore. I just don't.
You know what, Monte? I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to rob Durant of doing that in regard to catching the captain because I believe now the medicine's better, the science is better, and the fact that Kevin Durant is playing in an NBA, which I deem, I won't call it soft, Bonte, but it's not what it was before. Right. It wasn't the equivalent of a car wreck or a football game. So if Durant, if everything can go okay with the surgery and you just do the natural, okay, you're going to be out a year, come back, dude, he gets buckets in his sleep.
Yeah,
he's 7 feet. So to me, he'll always have that advantage. I don't care if he's playing at the Rucker.
Right.
He'll always be 7 foot. And he didn't lose his shot. So I'm going to say, okay, I said if he averaged 30 points a game the whole season, 2,400 points, okay, so you put that on pause.
Right.
But if he comes back, and I was telling Steiny, dude, this guy could probably play till he's 38 or 39, right? We saw Dirk do it, but Dirk he's never been athletically what Durant is. So to answer the caller's question, I don't think right now you could say, okay, that's just another thing that is under the negative column.
Right.
But I think Durant, if he comes back healthy, Bonte, can get it done.
Kevin Durant right now sitting in 36th place on the all-time scoring list, 22,940 points. Kareem, 38,387. I got Nash over here, super producer. He's been helping us out here. Great kid.
The
Cal
Nash.
Bear.
Yeah.
Give me a Rose Bowl, Cal. Yeah. Can you give me a Rose Bowl, please? I want to hear anything about Cal Athletics until you get me to a damn Rose Bowl. But how much will Kevin Durant have to average over the rest of his career? He's in his 30s now. How long can he play? Will this injury reoccur? Will he have multiple leg issues?
Those are real questions, man.
I think he's out of the hunt now for for basically surpassing Kareem. I don't know if he's going to surpass Kobe at 33,643. So you just hate to see it because KD was playing. When he came out there that first quarter against Toronto Guru.
They were up 11 at the end of one. Woo-wee. That's the effect he had.
Woo-wee. That's going to be interesting. Let's squeeze in one more phone call before we hit the break and bring in the rookies and interview them live right here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go up to Charlie in New York City. We got calls from New Mexico. Now we're going to New York City. He wants to talk about Kevin Durant here on 95.7 The Game with Guru and Bonte. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, what's up, Guru? What's up, Bonte? Welcome aboard, man. Yo, Guru, 4 hours with you every day now. I'm excited. I considered your show like 2 hours of therapy. Now I have 4 hours plus Bonte. I'm excited.
Let's do it.
Hopefully
Let's
I can help
it,
out. Hopefully I don't step on their toes, Charlie. Hopefully I can navigate this ship and Steiny and Guru can do their thing.
Oh, it's going to be like the Three Musketeers. It will be a smooth transition.
Listen, appreciate that.
Being in New York, I'm a diehard Warriors fan. Been a Warriors fan for 40 years, but being in New York, there is buzz picking up abound with Durant going to Brooklyn. I think he's going to Brooklyn. I think there's some validity to the fact that he is not happy with the medical staff, and that he's going to wind up going to Brooklyn. And unfortunately, if the Warriors were able to keep him, they would have been able to use that $9 million disability exemption.
Yeah.
And so that's going to hurt them. I think long-term, him leaving may help the Warriors because of that commitment of money. And all the studies show that when you recover from an Achilles tear, even that first year back, there's a much like with the Cousins, he tore his quad. There's an elevated risk of soft tissue injury. So, to make a long story short, I think the Warriors are actually in good shape either way. I would love to see Durant come back because he's like what Guru just said. He's a spot-up shooter. He could stand on the court and score 30 points.
There's no doubt. Thank you. Go ahead, Charlie. I'll let you finish up.
But unfortunately, guys, I think he's leaving. For New York. Anyway, guys, thanks. Have a good show.
All right, you too. Jordan Poole is going to join us momentarily here on 95.7 The Game, so we're going to hit the break. It's Gerald Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. We're live at the Rakuten Performance Center getting you ready for the Warriors season and the draft picks. I'm ready to hear what Jordan Bell has to say about this swag. I want to see this drip that he's got going on here. Jordan Poole coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to Bonte, Steinmetz, and Guru. Steinmetz had to step out. I still have Guru here live at the Rakuten Performance Center on 95.7 The Game. We'll take you up until 2 p.m. before we give way to Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky. And sitting next to me here is Jordan Poole, the first-round draft pick of the Golden State Warriors. And, I mean, he's trying to be humble right now, but I got to read this quote right off the bat. And we heard on ESPN when you got drafted, they called you the splash nephew, possibly. Yeah. You're like, I got to bring the drip.
Yeah.
Well, John Beilein, your former coach at Michigan, said this guy is an overdose of swag. Mm-hmm. And what I'm looking at right here is the shoes with no socks. You got the tat showing there, clean. The suit with the, what are these, pinstripes? I mean, this is just this high level right here.
The sweater, Bonte, don't forget.
A little stripes. I had to throw the patch in there with the belt, but it's cool, you know.
It's just cool? It's you don't right. want to do too much today?
I try not to pop out yet, but
we might get cut. He's so sharp.
It might come.
He's so sharp. He's got the curls popping off, man. And you with the Michigan, man. Yeah. Very fine institution. You played in some big games here. Mm-hmm. What did it mean for you to get drafted in the first round? Because you left after your sophomore season.
Right.
There was a lot of different reports. Oh, he may mm-hmm. not be drafted. He may get drafted. But when you heard your name called there mm-hmm. in New York City at Barclays Center, tell me what that was like.
It was absolutely amazing. I walked up there, I was shaking. And this is something that you dream of your entire life, and all the hard work that you put in. And, you know, it was reports saying that I wasn't drafted, and a lot of people asked why did I go to the draft. But just being able to bet on yourself, you know, I worked so hard to be in this position, you know what I'm saying? Thank God and my family for making so many sacrifices. So It was a moment that I'd obviously never forget.
Now, when the announcement was made that you were going to be a Golden State Warrior, and I saw you and I've seen you play, mm-hmm. I deem you explosive. Mm-hmm. You can handle the rock. You can mm-hmm. shoot the three, and you go to the rack. Mm-hmm. But what I thought about was I was like, young Poole, when he gets to the NBA, there's more spacing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the college game, which you excelled at, yeah. kind of hampered that. Mm-hmm. Are you excited when you look at the program, mm-hmm. pro game, and think about the room you'll mm-hmm. have to navigate?
Yeah. Beyond excited. Obviously, there's a big transition from college to the NBA, like you said, with being able to space the floor and being able to create my shot, but also just knowing how to play the right way, being able to be a 6'5 guard who can I'm very comfortable in playing the one, but I played the two and off the ball for a really long time, so I'm comfortable in that. And being around so many great players, you can just find ways to get guys open. But like you said, being able to have a lot more space than you do in college is definitely something that I'm extremely excited for.
Jordan, you're going to be playing with Steph Curry, and when Klay Thompson gets back from the ACL tear, has one of the Splash Brothers reached out to you so far since you've been drafted?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet. You're waiting. I know you're waiting on that call, and I know you're waiting to get in those shooting competitions with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Right away. Just growing up looking at these guys and studying those guys, on the computer and watching videos, but now being able to see them in practice night in, night out, I'm just extremely excited. I'm definitely going to try to get in a lot of shooting competitions for sure.
Now, you were a big part of what Michigan basketball was. When did you know you were going to declare, like, I'm ready for the next level?
Yeah, I think something that me and my family really talked about was we always wanted to finish the season. Stay where you are, keep your feet in place. But we knew as soon as the season was over that it's something that we should highly consider. And we felt that my game really translated a lot to the NBA, and I had a lot of confidence in myself being able to put myself in the situation throughout the draft process and working out and coming into these workouts, being able to show things that I wasn't able to show at school, and it paid off. So just being able to stay two feet in while I was at Michigan, but when the season was over and we really thought about it, we were 100% focused on being able to make a dream come true.
Warriors first round draft pick Jordan Poole here on 95.7 The Game with Daryl DeGuru Johnson and Bonte Hill. I got to ask you this because you're first round pick, you're leaving school, and you got the drip game going. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. What's the first thing that you want to get? Is it for your parents when you get that first NBA paycheck? Is it a new house for mama? Is it a new house for pops? What is that first thing you're going to spend your money on, Jordan?
Man, it hasn't even really hit yet. You feel me? My parents do a really good job of they want me to make sure that I'm comfortable first.
Right.
They've sacrificed so much, so I know as soon as everything is get comfortable, I'm definitely gonna make sure that I repay them and show them love. But I haven't thought about it yet. A couple months ago I was getting $200 a month at school, so I think when I'll be able to see the check, I'll kind of start to
no more top ramen for you, right?
Nah, no ramen, no chips, none of that.
Love it. Eating healthy. Now, you've watched the finals and you saw what happened with this team in regard to the injuries.
Yeah.
And you've earned everything you've gotten, and I know you're excited. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact now that the Warriors may have minutes allocated to guys coming in, a new class, does that get you just more, your juices going a tad bit more, knowing I can come in and contribute maybe right away?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, you want to come in and make any impact you can, but being able to see how much of an impact I can make, especially as a rookie, I'm just ready to get to work. And obviously, you're thinking through the drive, you're thinking, like, I just want to go to a team. I want to be able to get my dream accomplished. But now being here and in this situation and seeing how everything ended up folding out and the opportunity that I have coming in, I'm ready to work. Just being around great guys, and I have the opportunity to. So I'm thinking, like, why not put myself in the best position?
Jordan Poole here on 95.7 The Game with Guru and Bonte, Warriors first-round draft pick. Now, we were talking before the break or before we came on the airwaves. You've never been, basically, to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
What do you know about the Bay Area? What have people told you about the Bay Area, about living here in the Bay Area?
I heard it's extremely expensive. That's one thing that I definitely heard, cost of living and stuff. But, I'm from the Midwest, and I always feel like I was able to be a kid who I feel like Cali was home. So being able to be here, and the Warriors have an amazing fan base, and I think that's something that separates them. And it's great weather. So if I was to be any place, California would definitely be where I wanted to be.
I always love asking athletes as a kid, who did they look up to, or who did they study or pattern their game? And I believe Monty Poole asked you, and if I'm correct, it was Steph Curry, a little bit of McCollum.
Yeah.
Does that stop when you get here, or how does that, when you're in the lab, how does that work?
For sure. Being in the situation, I feel like you can't have too much pride to learn from others.
Love it.
You know, they wouldn't be here if they weren't good, if they weren't great. You can always take pieces from other people and add them to your game. I feel like that's something that I've always been able to do. Of course, you're not going around saying, like, you know, Steph's my favorite player or CJ's my favorite player. You can't say that anymore because you're doing the same thing that they're doing. But if you see something that you see that you can translate to their from their game to yours, why not take it? You know, it's making them successful. You can add it to yours. And I feel like that's something that I'll definitely be able to lock in with a lot with Steph.
All right, Jordan, I believe we have something to play for you back in our studios here. Let's go ahead and play it.
So the pass is going to come from Livers. He rifles it right in front of us to Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass. And it goes for the win! The three-pointer by Jordan Poole! A freshman has won it for the Wolverines!
I mean, good shot. Great shot. You busted my bracket that year with that shot. Yeah. So I won't forgive you about that. But tell me, how many times have you heard that? And does it ever get old when you hear that call?
And no, not at all. Not at all. There's so much that led up to that particular moment. Like, I think we had a week off. And I had hit like five or six game winners throughout practice the entire year. So the very week before, same exact situation, same exact play, we drop the play and I hit the shot. So right, we went to the huddle, coaches, we already knew what he was going to call, and I told one of my teammates next to me, A.B. Watson, I said, bro, if I get this shot, it's going in. You mind, I'm a freshman. I think I've only played like 11 minutes that game, 12 minutes, but I was like, yo, this is my moment. You know, this is a situation that I've been in a million times. There's nothing new, and I was screaming for the ball, too. I was screaming. Like,
you're
let
a true
me get,
freshman,
let me get
too,
it.
Yeah.
And Muhammad, he threw me the ball, and he saw that I was open. So that's something that'll never get old, and I feel like that's something that kind of really put me on the map. And being able to do that is high up there with being able to be a first-round pick.
When you made your decision, you and your family, and you know, you talked about it earlier, you were coming out. Has it hit you yet? Is it surreal that you're a Golden State Warrior and you're going to be on the same court as guys like Steph Curry?
Yeah. I think little things kind of really are starting to hit me, you know. Obviously, everything moving so fast, but when I came in and I would have my own locker room and I had my own gear and my own shoes, I think that's something that really kind of started to be like, all right, you know, you're here now. You work so hard for this. But I think it won't hit till I'm in practice and I'm running, I'm chasing Steph all around the place. So I'm chasing Clay, and it's like, all right, young fella, like, you're here. So it hasn't really hit me yet. But
welcome to the league.
Welcome to the league, Rook. That's what I'll hear.
And Summer League is going to start, and you got your new teammates here. Tell us about your new teammates that you met. Yeah. I know you played against Pascal in the NCAA championship. Yeah. These didn't go your way. Has he rubbed that in yet on you? Yeah. And then plus you're a Michigan guy, so you got to deal with number 23, Draymond Green, who's going to be barking at you.
What's actually crazy is me and Eric worked out together throughout the entire draft process in LA. So we both signed with the same agency, and we really became close friends. We were working out every day, and we really gained an amazing bonding relationship. So after they called my name and I was looking on TV and I saw that they had the 41st pick, when they said Eric, it was a blessing. Like, you know, I'm coming into the situation with a guy that I'm extremely cool with, and we have a great relationship. So now we're both in the same situation. We might as well work together. So being able to see his name called, and it was amazing. But he's definitely not letting me live down the fact that they beat us in the championship. He's definitely not living it down.
He's got to deal with Draymond Green now, too, the arch rival guru.
But he can pick the great Draymond Green's mind. 100%. Now, defensively, do you think about what you will be defensively and what you need to work on?
Yeah.
Or do you feel like I already got the necessary skill set, you know, to show and shock some people?
You know, I feel like defense is something that you can always work on, no matter who you are. And I think it comes with a big part is my body, being able to physically handle guarding a one or two. You know, I'm 6'5", but I'm also able to guard the one, being able to guard the two, and, you know, various positions. But it's something that I'm always working on, and I think being able to be around such great players in practice, getting practice experience, game experience, is something that will extremely help me. It will help me thrive. So more than anything, I just want to be a great two-way player. So being able to focus in and lock in on a defensive end is something that I'm looking forward to.
Jordan Poole here on 95.7 The Game. We'll let you go in a second.
Yeah.
But you talk about defense and getting better at defense. How does a player, especially a young player, who's played 2 years of college, adjusting to the NBA, get better on defense? Because a lot of people say defense is a want-to, right?
Yeah.
So how do you necessarily do drills to get better in a league that's full of great point guards and full of great two guards?
Yeah, I think something that you see with Draymond and a lot of other really good defensive players is it's a pride thing. You don't want the guy to score on you, you know? And I think when you're matched up with somebody in front of you, it's who's the better man, you know? I feel like it's something that really you kind of got to have within you and inside, and being competitive and having Draymond. And we were a really good team at Michigan, and that comes to a lot of one-on-one games, a lot of three dribbles, a lot of pickup games and stuff. We can be competitive.
Yep.
So I think that's something that I definitely have, but I always want to put myself in the best position to do that.
Jordan, man, it's so great to meet you here. You're great. We know you got the swag. You actually gassed up Guru here. I'm going to have to hear about him for the next 5 weeks to talk about. Tell me what you see from Guru here in the Wave game.
Right now, these are the most fire butters I've seen in a very long
time. Fire butters? So they call Waves butters now? I'm getting old, man. I'm 36 years old. I thought I knew.
We got the swim, tsunami. He got it all.
He got it all. And not so bad yourself, man. Overdose of swag. Jordan Poole, the Splash Nephew. First round pick. Hey, first of all, congratulations. You and your family, man. We're pulling for you. Good luck in Summer League. Can't wait to see you at the new Chase Center. Jordan Poole, everybody, here on 95.7 The Game. We'll break. We'll come back, talk more Warriors, talk about this draft class coming up. It's Bonte Hill, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl DeGuru Johnson, right here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steine, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Bonte, Steine, and Guru here on 95.7 The Game, taking you up until 2 o'clock. We've been here since 10 a.m. at the Rackets Inn Performance Center for the introductory press conference for Jordan Poole, Alan Smilagic, and, of course, Eric Paschal, who joins us here on 95.7 The Game. And, brother, you're looking dapper, too. We just had Jordan Poole, who apparently is the overdose of swag.
Yeah, that's,
everybody's
that's
giving
how
him
is.
The drip game, but you got the business suit. You come in here like you're coming, you're ready to work.
I mean, I'm a real simple guy. Just keep everything simple and just give me a nice suit and I'll be all right.
Yeah, you got the sock game on point, man. I love the blue suit here. Yeah. Second round pick out of Villanova. You won a national championship. You're part of the red, you were redshirting when they won the first championship there under Jay Wright. And you said you wanted to come to the Golden State Warriors. They select you number 41 overall. And you said this is a team that you wanted to go to. When did you know you wanted to come to the Golden State Warriors?
Probably after my first workout here. I mean, just knowing that it was a big culture. I mean, that's one thing that I've learned at Villanova is culture matters. I mean, having a close-knit group that wants to be well together matters a lot. So that's something that I take pride in.
Now, you look strong. You play strong. I see you get down. How much are you looking forward to learning in the tutelage under one Draymond Green? Because you look like you can go right now in the post, and I know you can, but just to get his experience and his wisdom.
It means a lot. I mean, he was kind of in a similar position, got drafted second round, and had to prove people that he belonged in this league. So just picking his mind is definitely going to mean a lot for me because we're similar body type, and I just want to try to learn every little thing I can from him.
So you dropped a little nugget on us right before we came on these airwaves about your coach at Villanova, Jay Wright, having conversations with Steve Kerr and having a good relationship. What is Jay Wright? Have you talked to him since you've been drafted? And what kind of advice has he given you on Steve Kerr, on how to play for Steve Kerr and what Steve Kerr wants?
He's just – Coach Wright is – I would feel like Coach Wright and Coach Kerr are very similar.
Wow.
I mean, Coach Wright is just very open to putting – like Coach Wright – play small ball a lot, so he knows that I'm capable of that, and so he would probably tell Coach Kerr the same thing, like he's capable of doing all these little things that you want him to do, and I just try to have a great mentality coming into it, just being coachable, being able to know that they coach very similar, so just knowing that, I feel like it helps me a lot.
Yeah, I was telling Bonte, I always marvel at being able to ask these pro athletes coming up who was their guy that they either patterned their game after or, you know, achieved to kind of play like and get those characteristics. For you, who would that be?
When I was younger, it used to be KD because I was very skinny. I was real skinny. So when I was younger, it was a lot of KD just watching his highlights. But then I got,
you can shoot.
Yeah. So that when I was younger, I was like, all right, I have to watch KD. But then I got a little stronger, so I was like, all right, watch dudes like Draymond or like Paul Millsap. Just those type of dudes. Just seeing how they control the game.
Eric Paschal here on 95.7 The Game with Bonte and Guru.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.